Why, hello there, dearie. Are you here for a story? Then I guess I will oblige. Long ago, a young girl went with her mother to pick berries for her father, who was hard at work. But the forest greeted them with a dark, cold silence, the bushes empty. Yet, determined to find the berries, the rascal broke free from Mother's grasp and vanished into the trees. Mother's worried cries faded fast as the girl ran on over vine and under branch and into the deep forest. Feeling strange eyes upon her, the girl recalled Mother's scary bedtime tales, and her throat became bone dry. Then the Bat Lord appeared. He greeted her warmly and bit his own wing. Come, child, quench your thirst, he said. So she drank the thick, dark blood and smiled with joy. Passing through a graveyard, menacing storm clouds loomed, and the air turned bitingly cold. The girl was shivering in her thin clothes. Then a dark weaver appeared, and with a click of his fingers, crafted mist into a beautiful dress. Come, child, warm yourself, he coaxed. So she clothed herself and smiled with joy. Across waters deep and ominous she went, hoping a boat she found would carry her home. But hunger's grip tightened, and her heart grew heavy. Then the kingfish appeared and offered one of his many fins. Come, child, eat your fill. So the girl ate and smiled with joy once more. Continuing on, she soon entered the forest's darkest heart. And there an iron steed appeared, bearing a beautiful golden gear. The creature said nothing as the girl approached and snatched what she thought was another gift. The horse grew angry and summoned the other monsters. Terror filled the girl's heart as a wild wind rose about the beasts. Suddenly, a witch appeared, dark yet regal. Gifts we gave, but more you took, she snarled. So more, in turn, is due. In a blink, the girl was trapped inside a mirror. Her parents, though, had searched all day, and at last had arrived. With rampant rage, father fought the witch, while mother's loving touch shattered the dark enchantment. But the witch was strong, and Father yelled, "Save our daughter." So Mother bore their child to safety as the forest was consumed in fire and dust. Even now, the burnt forest is a grim reminder of Father's sacrifice. And to this day, any child who stares too long into the charred wasteland will be haunted by nightmares of getting lost while picking berries. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Was that a frightening story? If it's any consolation, the father was able to slay all four of those scary monsters and that horrible witch. However, no one was able to get rid of the witch's power. If anyone were to lay claim to the witch's powers, evil will once again rise. There will be another, and a hero like the father will once again need to rise up and save children like you. But will they be able to? Will the evil witch next time be too much to handle? Oh, Mother Miranda was quite a handful, wasn't she? I wonder how much of a handful the next one will be. We'll have to find out now, won't we, my dearest child? Ha 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 ha